Text numéro 4. Apps for brats. Carrots don't work, nor do sticks, nor even do carrot sticks. How, American parents wonder, can they get their fussy children to eat healthy food? Since even little horrors who never listen to mom and dad usually pay attention to flashing screens, many parents hope that apps may succeed where they have failed. Things that are good for children, such as vegetables, maths, and chores, are no fun. So any app makers who can make them more enjoyable ought to turn a tidy profit. Sales of educational software, digital content, and related services in America are perhaps $8 billion a year, according to estimates. Schools are the biggest customers, but parents are piling in. Some apps appear to work. Several studies suggest that mobile or online games can fool children into eating more fruit and vegetables. This is necessary. More than 12 million children and adolescents are obese in America, and obesity rates are triple what they were in 1980, though they have levelled off. Michelle Obama's anti-obesity outfit gives high marks to Easy Eater, an app that lets kids record what they've eaten on an iPad and earn points for bolting broccoli. Eat enough greenery and the app tells your parents to reward you. Easy Eater 2 will urge children to feed an interactive character with healthy items. It will also ask kids to watch how many fizzy drinks they swill. Other apps seek to encourage helping around the house. A 2011 survey found that 58% of American children do no regular chores. 37% do some, but feel they should do fewer. Between 1981 and 2008, the time Sprog spent helping at home declined by 25% to just 24 minutes a day. Many parents blame electronic gizmos for making their children so lazy. But Chris Bergman, the creator of an app called Chore Monster, argues that digital devices can promote diligence too, and says his app has encouraged children to complete more than 1.4 million household tasks since its launch in 2012. Parents create a list of chores. The app gives their children points for completing them. It also helps parents pick age-appropriate tasks. A three-year-old can help dust, put napkins on a table, and tidy away his toys. The app gives no age at which children could be sent up chimneys, but no tool is perfect. Some of the best educational apps are free. Dumb Ways to Die, for example, began as an Australian public safety campaign that sneaked dull rail safety messages into a song about amusing ways to expire. It went viral and then became a game app. In less than a year, it has taught more than 50 million people not to walk across a railway line or set fire to their hair. Adapted from The Economist, November 2013.